Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo.
Hey yo. Care to introduce yourself?
Well, you said, let me see, we have a theme song.
Yes.
That says it's Addy and Mo. Yeah. And you said it's We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo, and you're Addy.
Yeah.
I'm not assuming the people are stupid.
Oh!
I'm assuming the people are smart.
I see.
And therefore, I'm making a mistake, probably, but I'm assuming they know who I am.
Right.
Because it's Mo.
Yeah. Well, people are stupid. And you're the fat one in the show, in the title of the song. I didn't write that song. I just agreed with it. I just had to sign off on it. and write it. But, I didn't write it. So,
no, you didn't write it.
I didn't write it.
But how about how you performed it? Remember how you performed it?
Right, yeah.
You wrote it and performed it.
I performed it orally.
Yeah. Oral performation.
Yes. Yeah. Oral performance.
Yeah.
That's
actually
pretty...
I think that's good guy, bad guy did that for us. Or at least one of the members of it, Steven something.
The frontman.
The frontman.
The frontman.
What's his name?
AJ. AJ. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Extreme Rules is in the books.
Extreme Rules was a fantastic pay-per-view.
Oh, match of the year thus far.
I'm trying to decide if we're the four-way or the Jericho Styles versus New Day match. Like, those are for, in WWE, those so far are the two matches of the year, probably.
Yes. Yeah.
But Cole called it match of the year candidate, which they weren't allowed to once say.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, but, nobody really listens to Cole, so it doesn't matter anymore.
Certainly it seems like JBL and Byron Saxton aren't listening to him when they're on the same commentary.
No one's listening to them.
There was the moment where I believe, I can't remember what it was exactly, but JBL essentially called Byron Saxton a tool.
Yes.
I thought that was good.
Yeah.
That was a good call. That was like his most dead-on call of the night.
Yeah.
Most
accurate.
Yeah.
Yes.
A pretty shitty, bunch of commentary to a very good wrestling program.
Program. Yeah.
Amazing. I was thinking this. I'm watching it, and I'm watching Kalisto versus Rusev.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's not bad. It's not, it's not a lot of heat and whatever, but it's a pretty good match. And there's lots of intensity, and the crowd is, I wouldn't say they're super into it, they're more into it than they would be, on a Raw, and I'm like, it is amazing how I can watch 3 hours of this and not bother fast forwarding through the matches and not, and yet if the exact same match came on Raw, I would have been like, oh fuck, and just fast forward and because I'm always watching on DVR. It is amazing how, I don't know, there's still something about a pay-per-view, both for the performers and the crowd, and when you're watching it, it still means, still means a little more.
Yeah. You know what I liked about that Rusev? We'll kind of jump around with this because you mentioned Rusev. The one thing I liked about Rusev, now that he's the new United States heavyweight champion of the world, of the United States.
United States heavyweight champion of the United States.
What I liked about it is that it's now Rusev. Last run, it was Lana. And it was
true.
And so
they still are chanting Lana, Lana, Lana.
Of course. But the featured performer in this, and the thing that the commentators focus on, and everything. I mean, they were always talking about Rusev, but it was Lana.
Yeah, that's
true. And now as per
before it was Lana, Rusev, Crush.
Yes.
Now it's Rusev just crushing.
Now Rusev crushes, and Lana happens to be there, right? She does the announcing thing, but it's just it's not about Lana anymore. They're not focusing because they tried that and gave up on her. So now she's there. They're not gonna, you know.
Well, even in the social media lounge when they had the Ask Rusev questions, it was called Ask Rusev, and she goes, "Why isn't Ask Rusev and Lana?"
Mm-hmm. Because you're a cunt.
But it's true, though, and he was great back there. He was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, okay, do you want to hear the questions? She's like, I don't know. And he's like, oh, why do you even bother asking me the questions? I'm going to crush him. And she's like, and then, what's his name, Todd Phillips is like, yeah, but I have these questions here. He's like, well, I don't want to, well, I would destroy him. Why would I listen to these people? Why would I even listen to these people? And then he goes, all right, well, I'm just going to ask you the first question. He goes, okay, let's start with question number 3. It was awesome. It was hilarious. And then later on, like, he's like, what do I like the most about the asking? What do you like most about USA? He goes, these dumb Americans, because they don't want to try and make money. And so I like to make money, and they're so lazy. I like the fact the Americans are lazy. I can make money. And then he goes, shit.
And he still won.
Yeah. And he goes,
like, he was all, that was a shoot on Vince.
And then he goes, this is my favorite part, right? Like, the last thing that happens, Todd Phillips goes, well, you will be taking on Kalisto tonight for the United States Championship, and the main event tonight will be AJ Styles versus Roman Reigns for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Rusev goes, good for them.
Nice.
That was awesome.
That is good.
He's hilarious. Like,
oh, yeah.
And again, he stole the show much more than Lana, who just looks hot.
It was like a couple of months ago when he took the TV monitor with him. And he took it on Twitter and declared himself the TV champion.
TV champion.
Oh, yeah. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just look at it, and I thought his work was great. Rusev, that he was... The one thing that I really noticed was the Bruiser Brody Hacksaw Jim Duggan stomps.
Yes, yes.
It was like when he was in the corner, I was like, that's good. And he's got the commentators
He looks a lot better with boots on because it gives him an extra 2.5 inches.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference. All of a sudden he seems like, before he seemed like a stocky guy who was powerful, now he seems like a big guy.
Yes, exactly. Well, and it didn't hurt that he was in there with Kalisto.
But even against like the referee and stuff, like he looks bigger than he did before you know.
That's what I like about it. It's like, yeah, you're not Kalisto. The referee.
Yeah.
But, so the producer was upset that Kalisto lost her favorite wrestler.
Her favorite.
But, I had warned her ahead of time.
It was looking like it. And it was like I say, it wasn't like a squash, but I mean, it was emphatic, the win. And it should be.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and Rusev is like, he's like a dominant brute champion, and this would be good.
Yeah.
I think that'll help this belt, and now I don't know who, I don't want, that's the fear for me. That's the big fear for me.
I think
it said he needs to go on a win streak first, and then, I know you're kind of repeating a storyline, but this time hopefully with a different ending. I don't really know, like I just...
Yeah.
There's not much, either you put it on Cena right away, and I don't know what that really does, or you're just repeating yourself and doing the exact same storyline. I don't know what that does. So
part of it, though, again, is you look at and we talk about this with the big story or the finish of the main event. But I mean, it was a situation where Cena was going right and leaving to do that Fox show.
Yes.
That's right.
True Grit. And he'll have to do that again next year because the ratings are so good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. True Grit 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Wild style.
Yeah. I don't know what the, who was it that was supposed to fight Cena? They got hurt. Wasn't there supposed to be someone that got hurt? And that's where Del Rio had to be there. Because Del Rio was a mystery guy.
Del Rio was a mystery guy. Yeah, I can't remember who got hurt.
I'm trying to remember what the reason was for the mystery guy, but...
I think it was always that, wasn't it? That was the United States, that was the gimmick, was he put it up against anybody.
Under the U.S. Open, yeah, exactly.
I don't think it was...
Maybe it was just a very special U.S. Open or something, but I just remember we didn't know who it was going to be, but we knew it was going to be a mystery. Like I thought, anyway, I can't remember. I just remember it being that we'd speculated about who it was going to be, and we kept speculating returning guys and stuff, but we didn't get Del Rio. well, nobody did. But the, so you could do that. I don't know if they think maybe that Cena had more legs with this U.S. Open thing, so they'll go back to it thinking that it wasn't done. You know, I don't necessarily agree with that.
Like, it does look like Cena's going to be, once again, within the company working a regular road schedule and everything. Like, there's speculation he would be in that, you know, that Shawn Michaels semi-regular occasional house show role.
Right.
But it doesn't look like that'll be the case. There's a lot of, you know, I mean, he's, right now he's scheduled to be in there with, who is it? He's with Ambrose, I think.
In Ambrose and Roman. It's a six-man. Ambrose and Roman against the club.
Yeah, so the new Super Dicks.
Yes.
Versus the club.
Yes.
I don't know. It's difficult to say because, like, if they do go back to that, to me, that's exactly what breaks Cena down. Like, he's gonna try and have good matches, but you have those quality matches every week, and then you have house showings, all that shit. And we've seen it. He broke down.
Yeah.
He's gonna break down again if this happens. He's gonna get hurt, and I think you're, I mean, it's, in some ways it's been good for the company. I mean, the fact that all these guys were out meant they had to put guys like Styles in that role, and they had to, like, put some different guys in some major roles, and all of a sudden, when these people are coming back, like, it feels like they have a lot more depth at the top.
Exactly, and they do. I mean, quite frankly, they do. And just with the, I mean, you talk about even guys like the Usos.
Yes.
Have more of a role. It's still that tag role, but it's still more of a role.
But it's more of a role.
But how much they, how confident they are with that role, obviously, if a fucking house show is gonna be Ambrose, Rollins, or Roman, and Cena.
Instead of the Bloodline.
Instead of what this week, no. It's now the Samoans.
Oh. Yeah. So it went from the family to the Bloodline, now this week
to the Samoans. Now this week to the Samoans. So.
Any idea what it's gonna be the following week?
Well, no, the show's not over yet.
Oh, yeah. it says gotta have names.
Gotta have some names. And I mean, I don't mind having a name. But, and I could see the Bloodline, because they actually had, the Usos had, like, Bloodline
on their shorts last
night. And I noticed the Usos are going the route of the Bellas.
What do you mean?
Jay got a boob job. No, but they're, one of them has a goatee, one of them just doesn't have as burly of a goatee, or has more facial hair, you know, one has the tights and the other one doesn't, has the pants. Yeah. Like, when they came out, I was like, oh, okay, so they're just the Usos. They're not trying to be twins at all anymore.
Well, which is, I mean, the thing is, they're not identical twins. They're, they're actually not identical twins. They just look like they are. It's amazing.
Okay, they're not identical twins. They just look like they are.
But they're not one egg that split. There were two separate eggs that were born, they were born at the same time, but they were actually two separate eggs instead of one egg that split, which is what creates an identical twin.
This has been Gynecology with Mo. Uso Gynecology.
Uso Gynecology.
With Mo.
Let me tell you, the examination of their mother?
Yeah.
That was something.
That was something. God. It was off, I ever pissed. Like,
well, he
like WrestleMania 31.
Only because they took 3 hours.
That's true.
But I got lost in there.
Well, yeah, but to be honest, for the first hour, you were examining.
I couldn't find my keys.
Yeah.
You know? Imagine.
You found a hand in there?
I found a hand in there. You
found a JR's mannequin head?
Yeah, that's right. And I found some other guy in there. He was wandering around. It was
Sika.
It was Sika. He was in there. And I'm like, I said to him, I'm like, I can you help me? Maybe I could. He said, help me find my phone. Mm-hmm. And it has a light on it, and we could probably find our way out of here. I said, well, if you help me find my keys, and we can drive out of here.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And it's a classic joke.
Yeah, it is a classic joke.
Yeah.
And you have.
It's not as good as the one. I like the one with us. The one, remember the one about, Stephanie?
Oh, yes.
Stephanie Kelly. I get them confused. It was Kelly Kelly. Remember the one about Kelly Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
The joke about her?
Oh, yeah, she gives hummers.
Yeah, no, it's she was making out with, one of the guys in the locker room.
Just one.
Yeah. pick any of them.
Okay, yeah.
And he sticks a finger in.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh, stick another one in.
Uh-huh.
And so he sticks another one in.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh, that's good. Stick your whole hand in. Mm-hmm. So he sticks his whole hand in.
Right.
She goes, that's great. She goes, now stick your other hand in.
Mm-hmm.
So So he sticks his other hand in. She goes, now go deeper. So he goes a little deeper. She goes, now go deeper. And next thing you know, this guy, he's all the way up to his elbows. And okay. She goes, now clap. He goes, I can't. She goes, I know, tight, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She's a tight one.
Were we talking wrestling?
I believe so. But Rusev and Cena seems to be the possibility, and I agree with you. I think they should at least hold off on that a bit.
I just don't want to see. I don't want to see Cena. I think right now he would be best off in a Shawn Michaels role where he's on the occasional house shows and not every pay per view, and just like because he's gonna break down again. With the guy, the guy's gonna break down again. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yo, I don't want to see him break down again.
Yo! Best thing on Camp WWE, though.
Is John Cena.
Is John Cena's character, because he's a pussy.
Kiss ass.
So we also had the club against the Usos in the tornado match that opened it.
I like that. This was the first tornado match I can ever recall.
Really?
In WWE?
In WWE, yes, that's true.
Like, most
it
of
was the WCW mainstay in like the mid-90s.
Oh yeah, WCW, but WWE, we never saw these, like, tornado matches. I mean, every match breaks down into a tornado match by the end.
Mm-hmm.
But an actual match that's announced as a tornado match, everybody will be in the ring at the same time.
Yeah.
They don't do that. I can't remember them ever doing that.
No. But it's extreme rules.
Then this was an extreme match.
So this was extreme.
Extreme. It was extremely pretty good.
It was.
It had good intensity. The crowd really hated the Usos, and
yeah, that was hilarious.
The only thing that bothers me is when it's done. It's mm-hmm. it's a you know a clear win for the club, right?
Yes.
And one guy's beat up and he's outside the ring. The other one is landed on the bell, and they're like, "Will they even be back?" And when they came back, like, no problem. Like later tonight.
Oh yeah.
And that's like, no. If you do that. You do that for a reason. At least when they come back, have them come back hurt or something.
Yeah.
Like, but no, they just come back and you know, nobody sells anything for like two seconds.
No.
So that's the only thing that pissed me off. But as far as a match and as far as a match for the mm-hmm. the club, they're good. They're over. They're both of them has impressed me. Anderson, I wasn't sure that he would stick out enough.
Yeah.
But his character is good, and Gallo's work has been much better than I expected. He's in better shape than he was in Japan by a ton.
Oh yeah.
It's the best shape I've ever seen him in. There was a weird point where he's like was looking down and he like furrowed his brow. And I'm like, man, if you gave that guy long hair, his face looks exactly like Kevin Nash.
Yeah. But he can work, you see.
There is the difference. Yes, it's not lazy.
Yes. But I do think, though, that it was right. I don't have a problem, actually, with any of the finishes tonight, except for one last night. There was, there was just...
Because we're recording this show mid-afternoon on Monday.
Monday, so, yes.
Which means that within about 6 hours, this show will be irrelevant.
Really?
Well, you will be.
Yes. I'll join you. But the... I just look at it.
That reminds me. I always wanted to look up what Revenant means.
It means fucked by a bear.
Oh, he was.
He was the
opposite of Ric Flair.
It means I'm a cocksucking retard that doesn't understand what a Chinook is.
Oh,
that's what it means. It's Greek.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But I just think that. I look at the club as next for the new
game. A person who has returned, especially supposedly from the dead.
Oh. Rest in peace.
Yes, exactly.
I think, the club and the New Day?
Yeah.
Is that the...
I think that's SummerSlam. I don't think it'll be Enzo and whatever. Because Big Cass is going to be too busy getting that singles push. Fuck, I'm sick of him.
Fuck.
I am, like... Like, he comes out there, and the crowd was into him, because he's from New Jersey, in New Jersey.
Exactly.
The crowd kind of likes him anyways, but I think they're going to get sick of him in a hurry, because they're giving, like, he's beating up a legendary tag team all by himself, and that just doesn't seem realistic, and that doesn't do him any good in the long run, because people are going to go too much too soon, he's not ready for a huge role.
No.
Like, he's got too many holes in his game.
Yeah.
And...
Also, he's not Enzo.
No, he's not Enzo. He doesn't have the charisma of Enzo.
No. Really,
too many holes in his game.
And what I don't understand is, like, okay, so he's not Enzo. So it's a diesel shop.
How's that sound? Is that the dog next door?
No, there's a dog outside, next door. I'm looking at, we got Diesel Sean, right? kind of situation.
Yeah.
Not work rate wise.
No, just, no, no, no.
You know, so, like, Shawn managed Diesel.
Yes.
Diesel was the Intercontinental Champion.
True.
So, and I realize Enzo's hurt.
Yes.
But does that mean he's too hurt to manage?
Yes.
He's too hurt to manage.
He's too hurt to take it, like, that concussion is serious enough that he shouldn't be flying. It's not good. Okay.
Flying. I get flying.
Yeah, yeah. When you have that kind of concussion, you shouldn't be changing the air pressure like that. And he could be driving someplace.
Yeah, why can't he drive? But,
or somebody could, if they could hire somebody to drive him, I don't think he'd have the money. Maybe they could do that. That would be all. But like, as far as actually,
they pay for airfare, don't they? Yeah, they'll pay for airfare.
They'll pay for airfare.
So pay for some driver.
They'll pay for some airfare.
I think they pay for people's airfare. Like they don't. People get upgraded all the time. People upgrade themselves on their own dime, but the actual base economy.
Well, no. It's like, okay, if you're in Boston and you're going to New York, you're expected to get there yourself.
Well, yeah.
If you're in Boston and you're expected to go to Phoenix, they'll pay for that.
Yes. That's true. You know? Because well, I mean, otherwise, how else are we going to get that acclaimed show Ride Along? Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Wow, oh, yeah. Dean Ambrose was great there.
Yeah, but I don't know. So okay, yeah. So that's going to be your match for SummerSlam.
Yeah, it looks like it. Right? It'll be interesting because I mean the New Day is hugely over.
Yes.
Right. So you know, and yesterday, I mean, one of the funniest things, one of the best points of the pay per view, and it wasn't the match, but it was I'm calling my shot. Let him call his shot. Like that chant, like call his shot.
Yeah, call his shot.
yeah, that was pretty.
But I'm just
pretty great.
I just look at. I mean, I could have the club win the tag titles, and then New Day could just chase it for a pay per view or two.
Well, the tag titles when they face each other, I expect the crowd to be hugely into it on both sides. And if there is a title match, title change, it'll be big. Because the New Day's held this thing for like fucking a year almost.
Almost, it'll be a year at SummerSlam.
Yeah, so I mean it'll be big, and if you put it on the club, they should hold it for a long time.
Yes.
And there's a lot of fresh matches for them.
With the club.
Yeah, for the club. There's a ton of fresh matches.
And the New Day doesn't need the belt.
No. Well, the one thing is if the New Day loses the belt and they lose the feud to the club, which is probably the direction you should go. I don't know what you do with them, or at that point, I see Big E getting a singles push. Is kind of would be what I think would happen. And so, if Big E's getting a single push, I still kind of see a role with Xavier with him, but I don't know where that leaves Kofi. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I just don't see any of them getting singles pushes.
No?
No.
No?
I
think Big E will get a
Big
singles
E push. Yeah, of the three, yeah.
Yeah.
But, maybe. But again, have them lose titles at Money in the Bank and chase it for two pay-per-views. You know, lose the final blow-up at the SummerSlam. And, you know,
I think I think you save that match until the SummerSlam. I mean, one of the things is okay, and we're gonna like we are jumping around here, but there has been a lot of okay. Let's go to the main event, okay? Because we're talking about guys who are already in the main, taking place in the main event. So let's jump forward to the main event.
Okay? Yes. So
this will bring it back then.
So everybody's favorite Roman Reigns.
And the Usos are hated just because of Reigns.
I know, that's great.
And it's that way, even like before, at like John Cena at house shows was pretty much always cheered, and Reigns for a while was cheered. But the last couple of weeks, apparently, even at house shows, the Usos and especially Reigns have been booed.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. But, okay, so Roman Reigns retained. It was a hell of a match.
It was.
It's like a 4.25-star match.
It was a great match.
Styles was once again the star of the match.
Yes.
He played and it is, the character is different. He is that Pitbull character that Vince McMahon saw.
Yeah.
He's that character who's like, okay, I'm smaller, but I'm coming at you. And I'm fucking vicious and I'm intense and I'm not giving up.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, anybody, like, I know they don't want Reigns the heel and Styles the baby face, but anytime a smaller guy acts like he's not afraid of a bigger guy and comes right at him, you kind of fucking cheer that guy.
He's the baby face then. Yeah, exactly. And Roman's just this this heel, and you know, when he gets announced, he gets booed, and he gets that scowl on his face, and yes. Even takes a step forward, and is like, what the fuck? Like, you fuckers? Like, that's...
He doesn't work like it, but everything else in his persona.
They're heels. Yeah, exactly. He has heel mannerisms. Yeah, the moves and stuff. But, I mean, some of this stuff, like, with AJ, I mean, AJ's been great for him. Because, I mean, even things that Razor's Edge powerbomb.
Yeah.
I was just like, and I was like, see, he's got a good move. I'm like, that was AJ.
That was AJ.
I was like, he could not do that to Sheamus.
No.
He cannot do that to Zack Ryder. He's like,
It's AJ.
So I'm like, and then even like the backdrop or whatever, and she's joking with me. She's like, see, Roman backdropped him into the table. I was like,
yeah, that was all AJ.
I know, she knew that at that point. But she's just trolling. But, yeah.
No, AJ's so good because AJ, like I say, because it felt like a fight. And that's what most of their matches don't. It felt like a fight because AJ, there's an intensity between those two.
Yes. And AJ is showing integrity. And that's very intelligent of the WWE to do that.
Yes.
But I look at, like, the other thing that I'm looking at is, like, AJ, this is WWE style.
Yes. Yes.
That AJ is excelling at.
Same thing I was thinking that about Anderson last night. Not so much Gallows, because he's been there before.
Because he's done it.
But Anderson, I was like, that whole thing about needing time and developmental to learn the style?
Yeah.
Apparently that's bullshit.
Well, he has... Well, so they've done that. So what I look at, too, is like, with AJ, like, he's capable of so much more.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that's the whole thing, is that he's over as his top-level guy, but then, you know, if he gets that, if he's given that, he could go. Like, that's when, like... So the main thing at the main event, at the end, when everybody's waiting after this great match, is Seth Rollins comes out and gives the pedigree to Roman Reigns, to a hero's welcome.
Hero's welcome. And they've been chanting for him earlier. They chanted for him once during that match, but it was very quiet.
Monday they did, too,
Monday they chanted for him, but they chanted him once during the main event, but it was quiet.
And Roman acknowledged it.
Yes.
You're not getting Seth Rollins.
But they had a very loud chant during the Jericho and Ambrose match.
Yes.
And there was a point where Ambrose was down and they started, and it was really loud. And Jericho was walking and he stopped and just kind of listened.
Yeah.
Looked at them and did a little smirk like, fuck you guys. We're trying our best here.
Yeah.
Like, we're going through some major shit
to
try and get this match over. And then he just went on with his day. But
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that is the big thing. But that's why... Like, I was thinking this going into this match. I'm like, AJ's been great. AJ's a main eventer right now. He's over, like, mad.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, but you know what? It's not the right time to put the belt on him. And it's partially not the right time to put the belt on him, and it's partially not the right time to take the belt off Reigns.
It's not. And that's the thing, is that right now, because again, you've got this, okay, so he wins the title. He beats Hunter, right?
Yeah.
He wins the title.
But then he goes notice how Hunter wasn't able to get him over to the level of AJ? You know why?
Because
AJ's better than Hunter. But a lot.
Yes. He's better in many ways. He's better because he's more athletic. He's more able to do the moves that need to be done to get him over.
Yeah.
And he's willing.
Yes.
And
he's also has more charisma.
Yes. And not a, AJ Styles, average-sized penis.
Yeah. Much bigger than Triple H's.
Oh, huge. Huge times difference.
That was another good thing last night, by the way. Not a single appearance of Shane Styles.
I said that to the producers. We were watching it last night.
Unlike 3 weeks earlier.
And I was like, when they were brawling into the crowd, I think.
Yeah.
I said, you know, one of the best things about this show is that there's been no Stephanie and Shane. This is crazy. But, and imagine that, right? You don't have that horse shit.
And he had a great show.
And yeah, he had a great show.
Yeah.
That's what she was trying to understand what I was that I wanted. She's like, you want them to do stuff they used to do. You want them to be good like they used to do, but you don't want them to do stuff that they did years ago. I said, right.
But this did, in a lot of ways, this felt like an Attitude Era show.
Well, you know what it felt like? It felt like, It felt like a pre-NWO show.
Good way to put it, actually.
It felt like, whatever, like Super Brawl 6.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or whatever.
Like,
yeah.
It just, where you had, you know, before the, when you had some decent work in the top.
Yeah.
Of the card, right?
Yeah.
Not, you know, like a Sting and, you know, if you had like a Sting and a Flair, a Sting Invader, you know, there. And then, but you also had the undercard that, that could more than deliver.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, what I like about, so you got Roman now, okay, yeah, we talked about it, and, but he went into a 3-month long program with AJ Styles. And now he's going
into. Well, they only had 2 pay-per-views, right?
Yeah, okay, so a 2-month one, whatever, so. Call it,
and it's over April for now. But how it ended means that it's over for now. It's not over.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But then, now you have Seth Rollins. And so you have this other fucking wicked worker who's gonna now go into, you know, a 2-3 month program with Roman Reigns.
Yes.
So you've got all these great workers that are going to make Roman look great.
Yes.
And then, you know,
and the crowd will be into.
Yeah.
And the crowd will prefer over him every time.
That
was why I was like, it's not good to take it off Reigns, because part of it is, if you're going to, you need 4 to 6 months to evaluate how well a guy can actually be on top, how well he can draw, how well, like, he needs a little time to establish himself as the guy, as if you put the company on his shoulders, let's see how business is.
He already is the guy.
The guy?
He's not a good guy.
Or a bad guy.
Or a bad guy.
He's the guy. But you do. You need some time. Like, if you're going to give it to him, it's like, okay, give him his time to do his thing. Now so that's one thing.
And that's what we're getting, exactly. We're getting what Roman Reigns has to offer right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good or bad, we're getting all of Roman Reigns.
Yeah, exactly. But the other thing is, you have, you have those guys underneath, like Owens, Zayn, Cesaro, Jericho, and Ambrose. Those 5. Right? All those guys could go up to a main event level.
Yes.
And then you have the 4 guys coming back.
Yes.
Yeah. Cena.
Rollins. Bray.
And Orton.
Okay? Orton. Yes.
So that's those 4 guys. And then you have
Brock
Lesnar. That gives you 10 guys now.
Yeah.
And then you have 3 guys that should be brought up that can all be main eventers that are in NXT.
Anywhere in the country.
Finn. And Joe and Nakamura. So you have 13 people. So what I'm saying is, in order to know who the right guy is, like, I don't, like, eventually Reigns has to lose this belt.
Yes.
But I don't know who the right guy is to get off. You need basically all these people on the roster at the same time.
You're aware, you just interacting. Said you don't know who the right guy is to get off. That's what you just said.
I don't.
True. You have somebody to choose from.
There's so many guys to get off I can choose from.
Jeez.
But
now clap.
Oh. Can't.
I know.
Tight, isn't it? So.
That's tight.
What was I saying?
I don't remember. Something about getting off guys.
Yeah. But you have 13 people plus Reigns. So you have like 4. You need them all basically there to see who's drawing, who's selling the merch, who the crowd is into, to get an idea of who's the guy who long-term, in like 6 months, is the guy to get the belt off Reigns.
Yes.
And it could be any of these guys. But like, so that's why you kind of have to leave it on him. And it's like, if you go with Styles now, he's great and he'd be there. But I'm like, if you give it to him now, he's probably going to have it for 6 weeks. Because one of these other guys then is going to, and I don't want to see you hot-shotting that title.
No.
So you got to leave it on him. Bring all the, like, you got to have all these people interacting, and then seeing who the crowd goes, just gravitates towards the most. If it's Styles, if it's Joe, if it's whoever it is, and I don't know, because they're all great.
Yeah.
It could, who is going to be?
The difference between Roman and
his cream will rise to the top.
The difference.
Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's, then you know who to get off.
Yeah.
When the cream rises.
Yeah.
The difference between Roman and his uncle is that you just named, you know, 12 guys that have potential to
his
take
uncle?
It. To take it, yeah. When his uncle held it, when Yokozuna held the belt.
Oh, yes, okay.
You didn't have that. You had, it was like Brett.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And then it's like, oh, you go with Luger. No, that's Brett.
Brett. Yeah, that was it.
And then it's like, what if Bret Hart got hurt, let's say.
Yeah.
It would be like,
Luger?
Yeah, Taker? No, Luger sucks. Okay, yeah, yeah, Taker. But Taker was hurt, actually. That's what happened. Taker got hurt. So you basically had Luger and Brett. But you had, so, okay, you know, let's include 3 guys there, including you know, including Taker. But now you've got so much choice.
Yes.
That you don't have to. And
that's why they shouldn't make a preconceived notion of who their choice is. They should wait and see who is the guy who gets over the most. And then go with that guy.
Yeah. So what do you think they will do?
I don't know. I think they'll leave it on Reigns for 7 years. No, I mean, ultimately, who is the guy who ultimately takes the belt from Reigns?
Yeah.
I mean, if I had my choice, it would probably be Joe. But, I don't know. Like,
if I had my choice, it would be Joe at, Joe at SummerSlam next year.
Yeah, like
2017.
Like part of it is
Joe comes up and beats Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
and then can go and take his go have a strong summer leading up to SummerSlam. Right, well, that to me is
good booking. Yeah,
would do, but
so they don't do that.
So they don't do that. No. Joe's your surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble who throws out Brock Lesnar after a stare down.
I think we're pretty much, like, there's all these guys we talked about. There's your Money in the Bank. I don't know how many people will be in it, 6, 8, whatever.
Yeah.
Most of these guys will be in it, though.
Who?
The guys that we talked about. Not all of them, but
the ones. The guys that are in it will be, like, your Cena's and your Orton's and your Rollins and, well...
No Rollins. It'll be
Rollins.
Ambrose, I think.
Ambrose. Jericho.
Jericho.
Because he invented
it. And then I think Owens will probably be in there. Zayn. But the point is, though, I have a strong suspicion that whoever gets it is not cashing it successfully against Reigns. So that's another thing. So you kind of want to have a smart strategy. But what does it mean? Do you want to give it to the guy who you want to ultimately be the guy to take it off of him? Or do you want to give it to another guy that you feed an interesting storyline where he doesn't get it from him?
Right.
So who got to have that? That's the question.
I know who that is.
Who?
It's Ambrose.
Maybe. And this is where we talk about like AJ took it to him, lost, but it could have gone either way. Could have gone either way. It was so close.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he lost, but he's not buried.
Right.
So, you have the... Like, there's been talk that they want to have the club versus the Shield. Yeah. At least in house shows.
Right.
I actually do see how you could easily do Rollins...
Because the B's a writer.
What's that?
Because B is a writer.
B is a writer.
Yeah.
But there has been talk about this, and I could easily see how you could do Rollins versus Reigns, and the club interferes, and nobody... And the match doesn't get a winner.
Right.
And it's 3-on-2, and Ambrose saves them, and that's how you lead it to it. And then it's like the Shield is back together, but it's an uneasy alliance, and you know eventually they're going to face each other.
Yeah, they want
to
think.
Like, to me, that's my main... Like, if I think that's my main event, is the Shield in a three-way.
Well, yeah, but that was your main event last year, too.
Yeah, I know.
So, it's... I mean, but I guess... And Rollins got hurt, right?
Yeah.
So, but I just... I look at...
And it was going to face Hunter anyways.
Well, yes, that's true. But I look at things like... I like that idea. It's just a matter of when...
But it depends on how much they want the club versus... The other thing is for AJ, is like, where does he go from here, right? I mean, either you do that, and it's the club versus the Shield, or you have to bring up Balor and do that.
Well, that was Balor-AJ feud. One of the things we haven't talked about is that, you know, yes, the... NXT June 8th TakeOver main event is the blow off of that feud.
Yeah.
Balor and Joe.
So whoever loses is coming up.
In a cage.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, exactly. Whoever loses is coming up. So Balor's probably coming up.
Probably, yeah.
Because, you know, you're gonna have Joe with Bobby Roode,
yep.
I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Or Nakamura.
Yeah.
And so there's lots of, there's all these options, right, for Joe. I don't know, I guess.
And again, yeah, this is why I'm actually really looking forward to this NXT, not so much for the matches this time, but because once that happens, then I'll know what's going on, I feel like.
You know? Well, that's true too, exactly. Then more questions will be answered. But again, there's so many options because even with, you know, Balor coming up, you've got, you know, then does Bauer come up with the club and they turn on AJ?
Again, that's where...
And then you do AJ and Bauer as an undercard, you know.
AJ's in a weird spot after this because he's over. He made Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
He was great. He is great. But yeah, either does he get pushed down the card, does he get another major feud, or does he continue with Reigns in some fashion? And I can't tell. Like, it's, you know.
No, there's a lot of options.
There's options there, but you can't see what they're thinking.
Well, no.
No.
So it's normal.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and again, and this, and I can't stress this point enough, is that nobody's quite sure if they are thinking.
No.
So, I mean, like, let's
because know, we're talking about the great roster. We're not talking about the great booking.
Exactly. And this, you know, this roster that's so deep that's allowing you to go from, you know, AJ to Rollins, you know, in the summer here, right? And make Roman Reigns look good. Like, that has nothing to do with booking.
Nothing.
You know. And so, and then this club and everything, it's just like, yeah, okay, so this is, you know.
That has to do with talent acquisition. That's what that is.
Well, some of it is talent acquisition, and some of it is, and again, because of that talent acquisition, they're drawing on history that's not theirs.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, very uncommon.
Very uncommon.
But that's exactly what
it
is.
You look at the four biggest stars as far as performances last night on that show.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, Cesaro, Zayn, and Owens.
Yeah.
And what's the common factor there?
I know, right? That's all I was thinking is Kevin Steen against Claudio Castagnoli.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, Generico and Steen.
Yeah.
You know, all these, exactly, right? Yeah. And that's...
This is where they learn to work the style that the crowd wants to see. And that they're, in, you know, in, is innovating into the WWE style.
But then that cocksucking motherfucker keeps the belt.
It was a little, to me, I mean, I would have put it on Cesaro. I think it was Cesaro's to win, and they should have, but...
The only thing that I can...
Miz is being, like I say, Miz is being better. I just, the problem is, I don't see where you transition to Miz in any one-on-one feud where he'll be as interesting.
No, but you know where I you know what I like about, if, with Miz?
I'd like to see Rusev versus Cesaro.
For
the US
title. Yeah, yeah. I'd like, the thing I do like, the one thing that they could do with Miz, that when he crawled over and made the pin, all the one name that I thought of was the Honky Tonk Man.
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
Know,
the it's better to be lucky than good.
The undeserving champion who, you know, by some fluke in fashion always seems to hold on to the belt.
Yeah, unfortunately that's really becoming Charlotte.
Yes, yes, well. Whew. But with, yeah. I mean, we could talk about Charlotte, you know, as well. And that it was funny because as the match was going on and the finish was just about to happen, or it looked like just the finish was, you know, was getting close, and you saw the crowd, everybody looked to the, everybody looked to the ramp.
Yeah.
Like something's about to happen. Everybody's looked at the ramp. And my, honestly, my first thought was, you know, Emma's hurt.
Yeah.
So they need something for Dana Brooke.
I never thought that.
Dana Brooke was, honestly, as it was happening, that's what I was, like, as everybody looked to the crowd the first time, I thought, you know, Dana Brooke probably be the, like, the bodyguard girl of you know, the lackey bodyguard of Charlotte, because she needs something, and they don't have any other heels.
I guess. They were massively trying to she was massively trying to upstage Natalya there too, you know, with the doing the whole woo walking thing. It was all stupid.
Charlotte, you mean?
Charlotte, yeah.
She was trying to upstage Charlotte. And Charlotte was kind of pissed.
Yeah,
you saw that when she went to go raise her hand, and she's like, "Don't touch me!
Yeah, don't fucking touch me!
Get the fuck out of my ring!"
Yeah,
you know. So,
yeah, I don't know. It's happened too many times now. Like there was Montreal Screwjob the month before, and this month, and I just, you know what? It's like the women, they're better, and they're in a better place, but I'm like, all these title finishes, I'm pretty fucking sick of. Like, I just,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, I know
I don't care much about, like, Like, I'm not like I was really looking forward to this match. And it already wasn't living up to my expectations, but it still had potential. It wasn't, it didn't feel like it was done for me. And then the Dana Brooke spot happens, and
yeah,
I'm just...
See, I was done last month with the Montreal Screwjob.
Yeah, you were done last month. So now I'm done. Now yeah. I'm in the same place.
It was like, ah, all right, well, whatever. Whatever.
So you have, if Dana Brooke's in that spot, that means Dana Brooke's somebody, one of the least talented women, and least experienced women on the roster,
yes,
is getting that spot now. And I'm like, that's no good.
Oh, I think that's fine. Actually, I think that's the least problem that I have with that, because she's just going to be the she's going to be the job girl. B, no, she's not going to. Yeah. She's the one that people beat on the way to the fucking.
We'll see.
That have the like Sasha will be the one to beat, right? That's like, you know, that's the thing. And I'm not just saying she does all jobs or anything.
And Sasha's got a concussion, so I'm wondering.
When
you got a concussion.
Should you be facing Dana Brooke?
When you have a concussion, you don't know how long. Like, you just don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it could go all the way past SummerSlam. It could be next week, you know? Like, it's...
So who's next? Becky?
Well, that's the thing. No, I think it's Paige, because not on purpose, but Paige...
By default?
Yeah, because she beat her in that match on Raw.
Yeah.
So I think that's it.
So Paige could have...
And I could see Paige and Becky against Dina and Charlotte.
Yeah, with
you know,
and they have Ric Flair in the corner, and Paige could have Sergeant Slaughter in her corner.
Why?
Oh yeah,
good friends.
Yeah, good friends from camp.
Camp.
The friendship goes a long way back at the camp.
Well, you could just have Finley in their corner.
That's true.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Dave Finley.
Yeah, Dave Finley.
Dave Finley.
There's a guy who's not ready.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I don't know. Did we talk about all the matches? Are we missing any of the matches?
Well, I mean, we didn't really talk about the four-way. The four-way, all we can say is, like, that's why those guys should be in the main event. Like, because more important than, like, Enzo Cruz, the promos can still matter. But most important to be a main eventer nowadays and to get your crowd behind you is your ability to wrestle and put on great matches. Which is why when Vince McMahon says that Cesaro's just missing a little something, I'm like, fuck, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, he was missing something 20 years ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago, I'm not sure he could have been a main eventer. Now he can.
Yeah. And it because that's what people want.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's...
What they want shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta keep up with that.
Yeah.
So, he's great. That match was 4.5 stars, and like I say, it's either that or the New Day versus Jericho and AJ for match of the year.
Yeah.
Like it was awesome.
I like this one more. This is my match of the year, this particular
one. It was great. It happened so many times where I'm like, well, that's it. And then somebody would break up the pin.
It just kept going. Like, it was so hot. And I'm like, okay, well, this is a hot, hot sequence and this is going to be it. And then it was like, no. And then they had another hot sequence. And I'm like, okay, now, no. Yeah. And then they had another one. They had like 5 of them.
Yeah, I know.
And I was like, this is great.
And then there's the point where the crowd just stands up and gives them a standing ovation.
Yeah.
And it's like, all these guys, you know, just.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that's awesome. Like, that's awesome.
That's right. And it's just like, and it's too bad that stuff doesn't matter anymore. It really is. I mean, because Rock and Hunter stole the show at the Highway to Hell.
Yes.
And that mattered.
Yes.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Mm.
It does not matter anymore.
I wouldn't say...
Uh-huh. Okay.
No. I think that reaction was so great that maybe it does. But history has shown with Cesaro versus
Cena. Prove me wrong.
History has proven with Cesaro versus Cena that you might be right.
Prove me wrong. That's what it is now. They need to prove me wrong. Because, it should, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
So, I'm just looking at Cody.
Cody.
Cody Rhodes, just before the pay-per-view there, he did his whole, announced he's requested his release.
Yes.
He's been granted it.
Sort of.
Unconditionally?
Nope. He's been granted it very conditionally.
Very, very fucking conditionally.
In a really weird thing. I said it before. These guys, they don't want to be there, man.
Nope.
They just...
Well,
so many of them. They don't.
Here it is.
Your whole goal is to get there. When you get there, you realize it's not all as cracked up to be.
It's not even that. No, and I don't even think that. Like I read his post, and that wasn't what it was. Is that his goal? Again, it wasn't to be there. His goal was not to be there. His goal was to be a top guy. His goal was to be the champion.
Sure.
And so...
If you're not in this business to be WWE champion, then why the hell are you here?
Yeah, yeah.
According to Steve Austin. Yeah.
And you know...
You don't belong here. I think that's the quote.
And part of it is, I mean, again, is... like, the first thing that when I read his thing, Cody's thing on Twitter, my first...
You're talking about Cody's thing?
Yeah. When I saw Cody's thing on Twitter,
okay,
my first reaction is, what the fuck took you so long? Yes.
Well, he's not fearless.
Now, in 2016, they don't see you as a main eventer.
Yeah.
This is new. This is a brand new revelation, Cody. They don't see you as a main eventer. You know what? When we started We Talk Wrestling over 5 years ago,
yes,
I could have told you they don't see Cody as a main eventer.
Maybe.
No, I absolutely. I could do.
You probably. That. I'm sure if we went to our guys, you probably. I think you probably did. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that I did. But
I think
you
might have. I think you might have actually.
Because he was doing that mask gimmick.
Yeah.
Remember, and we're like, this could have been. This could be great.
Yeah,
I love this.
To me, that wasn't a main event thing, but yeah.
No,
I think
said
here's what I when I read that.
And his character was so good, and we could have transitioned that up to the main event, right? You could have moved his way up to it.
We've seen numerous times where they could have moved his way up.
Oh, yeah.
Where they could have
tried
and seen what they had.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
No.
And then.
That's why. As I said, he's just now reached his breaking point. He's like that dog that's just been beaten so long, just doesn't, you know.
Which is what most of them are. That's what Ryback is. That's what fucking Adam Rose is. That's what...
Well, no. Adam Rose isn't the one that gets beaten.
He just asked for his release and got given his release.
Yes.
But it's... Like I said, when a lot of these people were let go, I said a lot of them are probably relieved.
Yeah.
Like, you know... Like, it's not... Paul London did an interview this past
recently,
week.
Yeah,
just this past week, where he said, and the quote is, basically, the quote is, it doesn't matter what position you're in, that's a horrible place to work. It doesn't matter what position you're in the company. You can be a main eventer, you can be an opening card guy, or you can work in the office. You could be, at some point in time, you're going to be asked to eat shit.
Yes.
You're told you have to eat shit, and you're going to do it. And you're going to eat so much shit, you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
And... That's kind of it. Like, you know?
Well, and it's just, you know, Cody, they didn't want him to be Cody. And
no.
They had him slotted, right? They had him WCW glass ceilinged.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, fine, I'm done. I think the real interesting part about this story, I mean, because Adam Rose beats his wife. Adam Rose beats his wife and is a steroid abuser and has to leave. Fine, whatever. Nobody gives a fuck, right? Ryback's gone.
I think you're simplifying that story, but okay.
Ryback's gone because he wants to get everybody to get
paid.
Because
he's clean.
And who gives a fuck, right?
Because he's clean.
No, but in either case, who gives a fuck, right? There's all these releases, these Alex Rileys, these Camerons, and these, you know, there's these, you know, who gives a fuck?
Damien missed out. Yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. Who gives a fuck?
By the way, who seems to be ecstatic to be out of there.
Well, but he was tweeting that for months.
Yeah, of course.
But
so was fucking Adam Rose for months. Adam Rose for months was asking to become Kruger again. And it's like, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All these guys, Ryback has been on Twitter saying shit that makes you think he's been out of there for months.
Sure, but Adam Rose beat his wife, so he's a piece of shit. So who cares?
They did.
Fuck him. So the thing with it is he's just this massive abuser. So Cody Rhodes,
he has issues to work out of.
Yes,
and I hope he's getting the proper counseling to do so.
Yeah, I hope he dies. But Cody Rhodes, right, he had something.
Yes,
right. I don't know that he was a main eventer, but when I look at could the cocksucking motherfucker come out and Cody Rhodes come in to that? That feud, that four-way match? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
I put it this way. Rey Mysterio wasn't a main eventer.
Right.
But Rey Mysterio had occasional main event storylines.
Yes.
And that's how I see Cody Rhodes.
Actually, you know what? That's probably exactly it, because Eddie died and Dusty died. That's exactly
well,
the
it's
same
true.
Thing.
Yeah, no, it
I
is.
Mean, it's the same reason.
It's the same thing. You should have been able to push him. At that point in time, he should have done the match with the mill, lost. As he's on his way up the ramp, stop, grab a towel, wipe his face off, all the makeup, and have the announcers ask him what it is, have him disappear for a couple months, and have him come back in a couple months and say, this was my goal, I failed my dad when as Stardust, I was never getting it, I'm just asking for one match one time. Just let me, I can beat you, Seth Rollins, one match, one time, I can be the champion.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, that match, that night, you could have had that CM Punk,
mm-hmm.
like, John versus John Cena crowd behind him if you had done it right.
Where, did it in Atlanta?
Yeah. And it would have been, and you gave him the belt. And that's a main event storyline. And from there, maybe he can, occasionally he can bring it back up if there's another storyline that's right. Doesn't mean he's necessarily a main eventer, but it means there's going to be main event storylines in the right time for the guy, because he's good enough, and the crowd wanted to cheer him so fucking bad.
Yes.
When he came back after Dustin.
They did.
So bad. And tell you the truth, even when they first did the Stardust thing, like, the biggest mistake was turning them heel, because the crowd, especially the kids, were loving them as a baby face. And I was like, this has legs as a baby face.
Yes.
And then they turned him, and I'm like, oh, this will never work. And it didn't.
No.
And it's like, they've never understood what they have with him. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But, because when you look at him, like, when he writes something, like that post, it's a great post.
Yeah.
Or when you hear him talk, and he's not in their fucking writing.
Yes.
Like, when he did the eulogy for his dad, or he did that thing at NXT,
mm-hmm.
it's like, fuck, he's a great talker. He's a wicked promo. Wicked, wicked talker when he's himself.
Yes.
But they don't want people to be themselves. They want people to be their creation.
Exactly. And now it's just, and they were never going to, I mean, and that's, again, the difference. I just thought, the first thing I thought of when I was reading this thing is, like, this is such an easy Jim Ross sit-down interview from 1997. About things. You know, this is a, you know, or sorry, a Jim Ross podcast.
Because that's what all the interviews are.
Interviews are podcasts.
Yeah.
But I mean that to me,
and the podcast on that network,
and that would be so easy, you know. When people, as though like when he quit, and people were starting to say, you know, maybe it's a work because, and people within the company at first were saying, oh, maybe it's a work because he was pitching to anybody that would listen, I want to be Cody again, right? Which is so funny, because when I heard that, I was like, I didn't think he wanted to be Cody. I thought that shit thing that you read. Is it was all about?
I think he wanted to finish that storyline with the mill.
Yeah, yeah.
For his dad, but not that he wanted to. Well, that's exactly it. That's why it should have transitioned into the next storyline of him becoming Cody again.
Yeah.
And he is. I think he's a hell of a man. Honestly, I read that post. I'm like, this guy's a hell of a man. He's walking. He doesn't give a shit about the money. More of these guys would rather be happy than make the most money. And he's, because he said in there in that post, he's like, you never leave money on the table. But you don't take money just to be less than you can be. And it kept them. What I liked is, I'm a pro wrestler. Fuck.
At the end, they're going to wrestle.
I'm a pro wrestler. I'm going to go wrestle.
I'm going to go.
And that's what he said multiple times. Was called a pro wrestler, never sports entertainment.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I think Cody's a hell of a man. I think it's a brave move. I'm glad he finally did it.
Let's just wait here a second. Glad that he finally did it.
Yeah.
Now. That leads to the next part of it is, what exactly did he do?
What do you mean?
Well, now the World Wrestling Federation has granted his
entertainment
release.
Yeah, sort of.
And okay, fine. You don't work for us anymore. By the way, you don't work anywhere.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that goes.
Anyway. That's what I'm saying. That's the big thing.
Them doing that is like, if the guy doesn't want to be there, and he wants to go wrestle for PWG, why the fuck would you block him?
Yeah.
Why would you keep him from being happy? He's not hurting you. Oh, he's walking out on you? You're right. You can't bring up Murphy from NXT to do the jobs?
Yeah.
Like, it's stupid.
A Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
He's now Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
Because who's the other guy?
Blake.
Blake is hurt.
Yes.
Alexa they like.
Yeah.
And, So Murphy's a job guy.
Murphy's a job guy. Anything you can bring him up, man, to be a job guy on the main roster.
But I mean, it's.
But that's the thing is, you can't like. Why would you? If the guy wants to just wrestle and make a little bit of money and honor his father, why would you want to block him for doing that? Why would you? What does it matter to you? He's not gonna cost you any money doing this. He's not gonna cost you any, like, all, you just look bad. And why would you want a person to not be happy? Like, why are you so petty?
Well, that's,
they're so petty and small. They look awful.
Yes, Vince McMahon. Why are you so petty?
Yes, Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon, the one who kept on eventually saying, there was the point, I guess, where it looked like he was gonna turn back to being Cody and Vince was the one who nixed it.
Yeah.
But even Hunter is like, yeah, you have a role, basically, is your job gotta be happy. It's like, fuck you. You know what? He, like I say, I think he will eventually get a chance to, when his contract runs out, or it'll be Japan or Europe, or maybe he has to or go to court. I mean, the weird thing is his wife still works there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of a CM Punk AJ.
I was going to say, yeah. But I mean, so, I just, but the difference is
but
is
I think he'll, I think he'll get a chance to wrestle sooner than later.
And the difference is, though, is that, like, she still wants to be there.
Yeah.
You know, like, AJ fine, it was like, okay, then she was going to be on her way out anyway. But this Eden is sticking around, right?
That's an easy gig, and you get paid well.
Yeah, exactly, right? So you don't rock the boat, right? So you rock the boat that way. I mean, again, it's... I mean,
but eventually she's going to have to pay. But the other thing is, I mean, he, in this, he talked about... He put down some of the writers, the main writers, in Raw on SmackDown. Ryan Ward and the other guy.
Ryan Ward and
some other name.
Some other dick.
Yeah. He put them, but, you know.
He said Ryan Ward wants to fuck NXT. Development of Divas.
Yeah.
And the other guy is just, Ed Koski is too busy trying to be Brian Gewurz.
Yes. Yeah. Basically, yes, man. Yeah, so that's not politically a good move. Other than that, I don't think he said a lot politically that was too bad. But again, I look at it like this. When he wants to leave, and he is Cody Rhodes, okay, and he has been there a long time, and he's probably going to go and do well when he gets out of there, like a Drew Galloway. Drew Galloway's, in many ways, I think he's the poster boy for getting out of there and doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go up, like, within 2 years, like, how long before he comes back is basically the point, because you know how Vince is. Fuck, he doesn't want to be here? Fuck, we gotta have that guy.
Well, I was just about to say that when you're talking about that's not politically blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, that's probably the most politically best thing that he did.
Yeah.
Was be like,
because that's
what gives
you. We know Vince, like, it's like, yeah, Vince wants guys to stand up to him to some degree.
Yeah.
He hates it and wants it at the same time. If you don't, you don't have a set of balls. If you do, he hates you because you're not listening to it. Yeah, because you're supposed to just listen to me, my pal. Like,
now, so, here's my other question. Because I don't.
But I think they're going to want him back, and I think 2 years. Because remember, keep in mind one good thing about him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he wasn't ready to be a main eventer 5 years ago, and he is now because he's 30.
Mm-hmm. That's
fuck, he's
true.
Been there 10 years.
Yes,
he's 2006. 30 years old.
2006.
He's 16 years younger.
Who well, now?
Than Triple H.
Did he have his first matches in developmental?
I believe so. Yeah.
So he didn't wrestle before.
I don't think so.
Okay. So my next question is. His first match that he had and it was under WWE umbrella as Cody Rhodes, yes?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. That's not his real name.
No.
So, Cody Rhodes may never wrestle on the independents.
How about Cody Reynolds?
Cody Reynolds may. And I could see that happening, too. Right? I mean, I don't think that matters to anyone.
But I think that's the thing. Is he's like, I mean, I thought the same thing about, you know, Davey Boy Smith Jr., you know, D.H. Smith, when he got let go, it's like, well, he's like 26, he'll be back.
Right.
And he hasn't been, and now I'm wondering if he'll ever be back. He's like, now he's like 32.
Right.
Right?
But he made a good living.
But he's made, but he, yeah, it was the right move. Yeah, he's made a good living moving on.
Sure.
And so can Cody.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But I kind of think within 2 years I see him being back. And probably getting that major push.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that's the whole thing is we'll see, because there's so much that can happen in 2 years. You know what I mean? Like, they have to need him. And there's a whole bunch of, like,
you know, they'll want him because he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah. That's, I mean, who knows? But
you know, they never want to CM Punk more than they want him right now. You know it. They don't need fucking CM Punk right now.
No, oh God, no.
But you know they want him worse than ever because he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, yeah, but...
And hey, it looks like he's never going to fight. It's looking more and more like he's never going to have the UFC fight.
They could use
like it. Not even one fight is looking more and more.
Edge, you mean Edge and Christian were right?
Yeah, so, which again makes you think, huh, okay, now you got buddies, he's got buddies there. And, you know, is he coming back?
Yeah, who?
UFC, if he's not ever fighting the UFC.
Oh, is CM Punk going to come back?
And if now you got buddies there, you got AJ there, you got Zayn there, you got Joe there, you know, buddies there.
Gallows.
Aries.
Doc Gallows
is back. Yeah.
That's the guy he shit on Vince, one of the guys he shit on Vince with, him and Davey Boy Smith and Chris Masters, right? Yeah. Were the ones that he shit on Vince for in that promo.
Yeah.
So, again, anything's possible. Again,
if they hadn't fired him on his wedding day, I think it would be possible.
Well, that's the other thing. And the fact that they don't need him, and if he doesn't need them, then, you know. I think CM Punk, the difference
Kofi, he watches apparently the New Day segments because he likes Kofi, because they're buddies.
They're buddies. They rode on the bus together, yeah. The difference with CM Punk, though, is that like he really is a different kind of character. Like, it's not that he doesn't hate wrestling, it's just, I think he hates WWE. Like, I see him in Ring of Honor before I see him in WWE.
Maybe. We'll see. Right? Now, like I say, I can't picture him not doing something if he can't have a match in the UFC.
The only person I could see convincing him to come back to WWE would be Paul Heyman.
Paul or Samoa Joe, maybe. Come on, let's have one match. You can have one match, you and me at Mania.
Yeah.
For my title.
Yeah. See, that would be great.
Fuck, that would be awesome. Who's the next guy you think that's going to ask for this to... You know,
be released?
Yeah, who's the next guy who thinks has eaten enough shit that he's just gonna be like, please get me out of here?
I don't know. Who's who's the biggest loser on the roster? Like, that's all they're doing is it's all Fox. So who cares? Heath Slater?
I don't think so.
Right? I mean,
like, who's the next guy? It has to be. It's usually guys that think they should have more, and they're kind of bitching. And then so I see it.
Sheamus.
I don't think Sheamus has had more. I see it being Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's Dolph Ziggler's shits, then who cares about it?
Yeah, well, it's true, though, because he's another guy who could have been more, isn't, and has, it looked like he was going to leave, you know, not like a year ago or whatever.
Didn't he just re-sign?
Yeah, his contract was up, which is why he'd have to ask for the release again. But I think Ziggler's your next most likely guy to leave. The other guy is, and it's a really weird situation, because he just re-signed for big money, but
Del Rio.
Del Rio seems so fucking upset and unhappy since he came back. Like, this is the worst decision of my life type upset.
Yeah.
So, I wonder. I wonder about him. Those are my two, they're my top two choices.
Right, it's now. The difference. One, two. The difference being, too, is that, like, with Del Rio, it's like, where does he go? Like,
well, he'll just go back to him. He has places to go.
He has places to go, but can they pay him? He's got lots of places to go, but of a guy
he'll get paid.
He was known even on the indie, he wants to get paid a certain amount, and if not, then he's not coming. So, I don't know. Like,
he'd get paid.
As I said, I don't know what else he'd do with Del Rio. You know what I mean? Like, they
fucked him so much.
Like, they really... Yeah, like, from the get-go, it's like they gave him this contract, paid him all this money, and then, like, fucked him right away. Like, the Royal Rumble, they fucked him.
Yeah.
You know, around that time. And then it's just like, was he even, I guess, yeah, he was in the tag thing at Mania.
Was it?
Yeah, they had the League of Nations against the New Day.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess, yeah.
But other than that, it's like...
Yeah.
You know.
That's how memorable that is, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Yeah. It's just... He's getting paid so much money.
I know he is.
It's
That's not everything.
No, well, it's definitely not everything. But it's just... It's one of those things.
That's why it's a little more difficult, though, because he just came back. He looked kind of like a jackass to leave again.
Yeah.
But I think he's just... Like, I just get the feeling he fucking hates it there. You know, I guess maybe now the fact that Paige is there and they're dating, maybe that helps a little, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... I guess, but... Yeah.
But he'd be my number two choice, but way behind. Dolph Ziggler is my easy, like, number one.
I could see that. I could see that. And it's just like, again, like my counter-argument to that is who gives a fuck?
There is that. You know? There is that.
So, because they haven't, so, I mean, again, it's...
Yeah, they've made it so we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what else we got on this fucking list of topics?
Of here? Topics.
There was worst pay-per-views, or least favorite pay-per-views of the Big Four.
Oh, yeah. That yeah, that's right.
That we topic should left ask over from last week.
That's
question
true.
Left over by
all right, well, we should answer that because we said we would.
Did we?
We said, yeah, we said we would.
Okay.
So, okay, so what is your... What's your least... Let's start with the Survivor Series. What would you say is your least favorite Survivor?
Oh, Deadly Games. I hate that show.
Did you hate Deadly Games?
I hated the Deadly Games tournament. I hated it. I only saw it recently. I never actually saw it at the time.
Really?
I only saw it recently on the WWE Network.
I've heard of this.
I hated it. WWE Network?
Yes,
I heard it. I thought, it's like, this is Russo'd up the ass.
I remember you were saying that, yeah.
So, I that's easily my least favorite Survivor Series. It's fucking awful. There's also the one which had...
my least favorite Survivor Series is 1993.
Okay.
And that was the first one where they... was it 93 or 94? Just a sec. It was 93. It was the first one where they forego the... elimination format, really.
Yeah.
And they had the Boss Man Nails Nightstick match.
Yes, yeah.
And they had Shawn Michaels. It was 92.
It had Shawn versus
Brett.
No, that was 93.
92. 93. Shawn versus Brett. No, it was 92 because Brett had just won the fucking belt.
Yeah, and this is... It happened in January, 93.
Happened in January. The Survivor Series?
Oh, Survivor Series. You're right. What am I thinking?
No.
I think of Royal Rumble.
It happened, yes.
That was the Razor match. I'm sorry.
Yes. And it was against Shawn.
It was right after he won it.
Right after he won it.
And Shawn had just won the IC belt.
And you were and you had
the... And the build was no build.
Really. There was no build, and it was the... it was supposed to be the Mega Maniacs.
Yes.
Against the... With Warrior and Savage against Razor and Flair. And
yes.
That became the perfect team.
Mr.
Perfect came back.
And that's why I didn't hate it. I understand that going... The first time they went away from the teams, that sucked. But that main event, even though the build wasn't really there, Shawn and Brett had a great match.
Yeah, this pay-per-view had Virgil against Yokozuna.
Yeah, but it had a great match in that main event, four-star plus match. And that perfect team, Savage and Perfect versus Razor and Flair was awesome match.
That was
another four-star match.
It was
so you had those two great matches.
I
think it was 95 when you had the tag team match.
The
was
Teamsters.
Like, is it 95, 96?
95 was with the Teamsters.
Maybe. Like
that was when they... That was
Shawn
when,
and,
that was
Shawn
when
and,
Shawn kicked Diesel in the face and they vacated the tag titles of that 95 Survivor Series leading to the tournament where Bam Bam Bigelow
what was the
shoved
one where,
Lawrence
yeah, what
Taylor
was the one where? What was the one where they came out with the tag titles they won it the night before at the...
Oh, that was 94, I'm sorry.
That was 94?
No, well, sorry, you're talking about... Now you're jumping all over the place.
I know, because you're fucking cutting me off before I finish a sentence.
No, because we're talking about Survivor Series and you're talking about fucking Royal Rumbles and now you're talking about SummerSlam.
Oh, is that when they
yes,
came out with
the
them?
Night before SummerSlam 94. Yes.
Okay. And then so it would probably be 94, I think. Because what was the one with, it had the Body Donnas were on a team.
That was 95.
Yeah, okay. That would have been the worst one. Then. Like, as far as they had teams, but those teams sucked. The one where, yeah, I mean, Barry Horowitz had a team.
Yeah, 95.
Against
the Body. And it wasn't even
Donnas.
And it wasn't even the Body Donnas.
And it was like,
it wasn't
Barry Horowitz and fucking Aldo Nova.
All the Montoya.
Same thing.
1-2-3 Kid.
1-2-3 Kid.
Marty Jannetty. Against...
the Body Donnas.
No, there wasn't even the Body Donnas. It wasn't Skip and Zip. It was still Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Oh.
Skip. Rad Radford.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember who the other fuck was in it. Probably the Roadie or something, right?
This was such a bad match. And just...
The match itself was pretty good.
No, it was awful. Because the whole event was awful, because the teams were awful, because the roster death in 95 was the shits.
Yes.
The shits.
That was the wild card match.
Yes, okay.
Where, you had baby faces and heels.
Oh, yes, they did that.
Yeah,
gimmick.
Yes,
that also. Where I think Razor and Diesel were on the same team or something. Or Razor and Jarrett.
Razor and Sid, I think.
Maybe.
It was Owen. I think it was like Owen, Davey, I think it was like Owen, Davey, Ahmed Johnson, and Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Against Yokozuna, Razor Ramon, you know, it's just...
Yeah, like just, and it was awful.
I don't even think Razor, it might not even have been Razor, oh, maybe Dean Douglas?
Yeah, maybe.
It was just this weird mishmash of shit. Davey Boy Smith, I think, was on.
It's a good thing we don't have Google there to look it up.
Yeah, I know. It's better to remember.
No, fuck it. Okay, so that's my least favorite. So what are we talking about in...
Well, it doesn't matter because you're going to mention all of them anyway. let's look at the Royal Rumble then.
Least favorite Royal Rumble.
Your least favorite Royal Rumble. Survivor 95 is all I typed in. Let's see what happens. Survivor Series. Perfect.
Huh, that's good. All right, so you're looking it up. All right.
No, it must have been 90.
I tell you, it was 94, you fuck.
No. 94 was definitely the...
But 94 sucked.
Yeah. That whole thing. Okay, here you go.
Yeah.
In the dark match, the Smoking Guns beat the Public Enemy.
Oh.
The Body Donna, Skip, Rad Radford, Dr. Tom, and the 1-2-3 Kid was a heel.
Oh, that's right.
Against Marty Jannetty, Hakushi.
Yes.
Barry Horowitz and Bob Holly.
Fucking awful.
Then you had...
the women's match, that's awful. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Ring of Honor star, Tomoko Watanabe was on there.
Yeah. Aja Kong, Bertha Faye.
Yeah.
That was the match where they were like, oh, the women are out there and they were trying to do shit and they're like, oh, let them do all that good
knowledge. And Lioness Asuka.
Asuka. Would it be her?
Not Asuka. Not that old. It was Shawn Michaels, Ahmed Johnson, the Bulldog, and Psycho Sid against Yoko, Owen, Razor, and Dean Douglas.
Stupid.
And then Bret Hart beat Diesel.
Yeah.
In a match I just saw on Vintage when I was in Costa Rica.
Yeah. That was a great match.
Yeah.
That was a terrific match. That's the only good thing on that show.
I'm going to hit this ass cunt. No, she's 52 years old, so it's definitely not her.
No.
Anyway.
Might have been where they got the name from.
So right? Maybe. Yeah. We're in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Has there been a bad Royal Rumble?
Yes, there has.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, there has.
Okay. I'd say the one where Vince won. No.
No. No. There was, I think
the one where...
95.
95 was pretty
shitty. We're starting to get a theme here.
95 was pretty shitty. That was the one with that youngster, right? Was that youngster out for 95 or 94?
I think that was 94. Because
Carlos Colon?
But the thing with it was, actually, I think that was 93. Because Gorilla still called that. Back then in 94, it was a return of Ted DiBiase to commentary. When it was DiBiase and Vince calling it the action of 94. Because that was the big return.
I don't know. These kind of run together. The one where Vince won, at least it was storyline-wise, but it just hurt the legacy of the Royal Rumble at the time for me. Storyline-wise, though, it was pretty good. Made sense. There was another one where...
Who was the fastest Royal Rumble in World Wrestling Federation history?
I don't have a problem with that.
I hated that one. It was 38 minutes long.
Yeah, but I like the number one guy and the number two guy going in.
And then you had that number 28 guy, Mantar.
Who else was it that... There was another one where somebody else was like, one, and it was like total storyline. It didn't, like, besides Vince, there was somebody else who.
Well, that wasn't a wrestler?
Yeah.
Hunter?
Yeah,
there was Hunter. No, I don't think there was.
I don't know.
No, if you want to go through I can go through the winners. The first one was Hacksaw.
Okay.
Then it was Big John Studd.
Yeah.
And it was Hogan.
I think the Big John Studd one was pretty shitty.
Well, yeah,
Hogan in 90 and 91 were pretty good.
Yeah. And then you had Flair in the best
Flair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And then you had
the dual winners.
No, then you had Yokozuna.
Oh, that's right, Yokozuna.
Then you had.
That one was shitty. Oh, yeah, that one was shitty. That one, the roster was bad. And that was, you're right, the one with Carlos. That one was shitty.
That was your youngster, Carlos.
That was shitty.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then 94 was your dual winners.
Your co-winners, yeah.
And then Austin.
And then Sean.
Austin in 96, that's Sean. And then Sean again, and then Austin.
Yes, Sean, Sean, Austin.
And then Austin?
Sean, Austin. And then Austin.
Yeah.
And then Vince.
That's right.
And then The Rock.
Yeah.
And then Austin?
Austin? Yeah.
And then Hunter.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, what are we at? 2003. So what are we at? Brock?
Brock did win it, yeah.
And then nobody won it in 2004.
Oh, no.
Adam Rose. Adam Rose won it in 2004.
There you go.
And then 2005 was Ray.
Yeah.
And then 2006?
Cena?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
No, what was 2006? That would have been 10 years ago. So that would have been WrestleMania 22?
Well, 22. So it was either...
Was it...
The main event was Cena and Hunter.
So was it Cena? Is that the infamous the pop down?
No, that definitely wasn't that one. That would have been later.
I'm trying to think of and then yeah. See, now it gets difficult.
It does. It's amazing how it gets harder when you get closer. It's
yeah,
the other way around.
2007. Yeah.
That's what she said.
2007. Oh, wow. 2007. Yeah, Cena doesn't want to be either.
Yeah, no. I know Orton won once or twice.
Sheamus
won one. Del Rio won one. Fucking Edge won one.
Yeah, that's right. Edge won one.
I think Cena's won a couple.
Yeah, I was going to say Cena must have won a few in there.
Yeah.
That's why I thought Cena in 2006.
Anyways, so the worst one I'd have to say is 93, because that was fucking awful.
I'm going to say 95.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are bad.
WrestleMania.
Worst WrestleMania, it's hard not to go with 9.
Yeah.
It's really impossible.
It's, yeah.
Your best match is your opening match between Tatanka and Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
In a 15-minute draw or 20-minute draw or whatever that was actually pretty boring.
Mm-hmm.
But it was your best match.
It's like...
Your main event had fairly good heat and probably could have been a good match, but Yokozuna got blown up from adrenaline and tired and called the match to go home early on Brett. Then you had the angle after that was kind of stupid. You know, like, there's really nothing about that one to...
I know, that's just
like, as a Bret Hart fan, I hate seeing that one, because I love seeing Bret Hart in the main event of WrestleMania. But the truth is, it's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Now, that said, 11
mm-hmm.
is very shitty.
Yes.
Very shitty.
You've got 9, you've got 11, you've got 32. I think you're just... You know, I can't
WrestleMania 2 really didn't have a lot in a lot of ways going forward. As far as the best match was the Dream Team versus the British Bulldogs.
Yeah.
And that was fairly early, and that wasn't that great.
You
like
had Andre Battle Royal.
I think it was unique enough to not make it as bad as, but really.
You know, and the storyline with Savage and George Steele, you know.
But not really great. It's okay. But yeah, 11 is really, I mean, Shawn versus Diesel was fairly good world title match. The main event was Bigelow versus Taylor, which is better than you'd expect, but really pretty shitty. Bret Hart versus Backlund was awful. 13 was bad too. 13 had one fucking match.
I was gonna say, if it didn't have the match.
It has the one,
that's why
maybe the best, yeah. Probably best match in WrestleMania history, and other than that, it's
so that's
ass.
Why it beats 9.
Yeah.
That's why it beats 9. But,
yeah.
I mean, you had 9 was also, like, Bob Backlund and Razor.
Fuck, it's not like 12 was good.
No, that's true. What's your finish, kid, so I can kick out of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
So we really, this was, like, the talk about the talent roster. Again, kind of in the same era. It was a lot of, but at the end of the day, you have to go 9.
Yeah, 9. 9's definitely.
Yeah.
SummerSlam.
Where's SummerSlam? Ooh. You know, there was a recent one that I thought was ass.
I'm just trying to think of the worst
SummerSlam. Well, yeah, SummerSlam.
You know what?
I think it was SummerSlam 94. The Vader-Shawn match was fairly decent.
So we're talking 96.
96.
Yeah. I was thinking 96, actually, myself, and then you said 94, and I was waiting.
So wait,
that was the Lex Express.
Yeah, that was shit. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember what, but, yeah, and you had...
All the shit runs together.
So you went to the undercard for that, too, was you had Razor Ramon against Ted DiBiase.
Yeah.
Ted DiBiase's last match.
Yeah.
There, who turned Razor babyface.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You had, I believe you had the 1-2-3 Kidd against, I want to say, no, it was Barry Horowitz and Skip, wasn't it? I think it was 95, actually.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. I think 95 was, actually 95. 95. This is my theme. You had Mabel and Diesel.
That was bad.
You did.
That was your main event. You're right. 95.
You did have ladder match two.
You did. Yes.
You did have ladder match two, but you also had like Hunter against Bob Holly.
Yes.
You know, you had there was some incarnation of like Hakushi against the 1-2-3 Kid or something.
Yeah. Actually, that was a match that disappointed me. That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Because I thought it was going to be pretty good, and then it wasn't.
Let me just go here to, the pay-per-view that was before was In Your House 4, and In Your House 3, here we go, SummerSlam 95, so, Hakushi beat the 1-2-3 Kid, Hunter beat Bob Holly, Smoking Guns beat the Blue Brothers, Barry Horowitz beat Skip, Bertha Faye beat Alundra Blaze, Taker beat Kama, Bret Hart beat Isaac Yankum, DDS, and then the ladder match.
And actually a pretty good match. That was Bret Hart literally beating it. Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah.
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 But it had those two, it had one pretty good match and one very good match. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the main event, that's really ass.
Yeah, it is super ass.
Ass.
I just look to, speaking of ass, you know, tonight there's a, is that all of them?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I was saying for sure that was my pick, but it probably should be when I look at that card.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you want me to go to 94? I can do the 94 card here for you.
Well, I'm just looking it up. I'm trying to remember. There was one that was fairly recent that I just thought was ass.
Was it 94 when Adam Bomb beat Quang? That was a dark match. Irwin and Bam Bam beat the Head Shrinkers. Oh, right, because that was supposed to be a tag title match, but that was the night before. Diesel and Razor. And that wasn't even the Head Shrinkers. That was the new Head Shrinkers.
That's right.
That was when Sione. No, it was still Fatu and Samu. That was, I think it was Samu's last one. And then Sione the Barbarian came in next. But Alundra Blaze beat Bull Nakano. Razor beat Diesel. Tatanka beat Luger, right, when Tatanka turned heel. Jarrett beat Mabel. See, because it was country music against rap. Bret Hart beat Owen in the cage, and Taker and Taker.
So this is one I recently that I didn't like. It was 2011. I'm just looking at it here. Ziggler beat Riley. Kofi Kingston, John Morrison, Rey Mysterio defeated Austin.
Ziggler beat
Drew.
Alex Riley?
Yeah.
What?
I know. He's Ziggler won a match. Mark Henry defeated Sheamus.
Summer of A-Rai, 2011, I guess.
Then. Mark Henry defeats Sheamus. Kelly defeats Beth Phoenix.
Wow.
Wade Barrett defeats Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, all of this sounds like horse shit.
Yeah, and then Randy Orton defeats Christian, and what was a good match. But up until then, CM Punk defeats Cena, and then Del Rio cashed in. So that match, that one I thought was pretty much ass.
Nah.
Yeah.
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 It's all ass.
Wow. Yeah, I thought that one was ass. That's the one. I thought that one was ass, that one.
That was ass.
Yeah.
I like listening.
Oh, and there's the one where Big Show beat the Straight Edge Society. Fucking all of them.
Oh, right.
Punk, Mercury, and Gallows.
Yes.
By himself.
He hasn't been around a while, the Big Show.
That's right. Thank God.
He needs to join the social outcast.
Same with Kane.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kane's been doing his movie promotion.
Fuck.
Kane. But, let's see here.
All right. What else we got there?
Well, there was a lot of talk about Vince McMahon selling stock. You hear about this?
Yeah, of course.
And everybody's just like, oh, so that's telling us that you know he doesn't expect the stock price to go up. Mm-hmm. Because those are people that don't understand. Because he said he sold it for estate purposes.
Yep.
Which means he doesn't want it to go up. He wants to sell it at a low point for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what that means. Just wanted to clarify.
Didn't he drive it down and then it'll come back up or something? I don't know.
No,
when he sold it, didn't it drop?
It comes down a bit because there was a large chunk of it selling.
I think it means a whole lot of nothing.
It does. It does mean a whole lot of nothing. And that was the point that I was trying to.
Yeah. So what else you got on there?
Shane's podcast is on.
Yeah, no, it's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Tomorrow night.
Apparently, tonight.
And it's live.
Yeah, so I'll grab that from... It's live on the WWE Network,
yeah.
A podcast yes. with Mick Foley. And Shane. So I'll grab it off iTunes later. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
No, I'll grab it off Libsyn. Oh, wait. Player FM. No, wait.
We Talk Wrestling.
No, yeah. wait. Well, maybe.
But they... Maybe
we'll put up an audio version?
No. No, we won't. It'd
be good if people can get
just an audio version. We put on... we put...
podcast.
No.
An interview doesn't mean... Podcast isn't the new word for interview in the current society, Vince.
It is, pal. It is, pal. You know what the difference is, though?
What?
Is that this is live, and they've played clips.
On the commercial.
They played
You're right.
and it's live.
Pal.
So I don't know what the hell that means. Oh, fuck.
It's live to tape.
Yeah, there you go.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Stephanie McMahon is coming out with a book.
Yeah.
In September.
What's it going to be called?
It's coming out in September.
Oh, what's it going
to
be
Which means, no, but it, well, that's, we're going to need to, it doesn't have a title yet, so I thought we could come up with a name.
Oh, you thought of that?
Yeah.
That was your idea?
You're welcome. But, my favorite part about this whole thing is that Stephanie has a book coming out in September.
Yeah.
Okay. Which means that nobody came to her and said, Steph, we want you to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just write a book in like 3 months and get it printed and done. Stephanie McMahon wrote a book thinking that people are going to want to read my life story. And then went and shopped it around and said, want to make my book? Want to make my book? Want to make my book? Until she found some retard. Until she found someone that said, I would like to make your book.
Okay, that's not like how this that's not actually how this went, because they have that deal with ECW Press.
Right.
So what it was Stephanie McMahon, who can't spell book.
No.
Certainly isn't writing one.
What?
But some ghost author who she's on the phone with dictating her life story is going to take that and write the worst version of her life into a book that's sort of entertaining and exciting. Except it's not.
No.
So that will be.
So they want to keep her, they want to keep her a baby face.
Yes. Yes. I'm pretty sure as I've been watching the TV lately, everyone's like, oh, she's going to turn on it. I'm like, no, man, this is them trying to turn her baby face because they saw, also partially because of the book and partially because they saw Shane come back. And I think it was an eye opener for them. Like, fuck, you know, like...
Heels are done.
Yeah.
Heels are done as authority figures.
Not just as authority figures. Like, it's like, man, we fucked up if the people really, legitimately want change that bad and this guy's their favorite.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah.
We thought we were just playing a role and you know, everybody was in on it with us that we're playing a role, but really they love us. It's like, oh, wait, fuck, no. They really don't like us.
Yeah.
And we want to switch that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I see it.
Yes. All right. So,
what do you think it should be called?
I don't know. From the penthouse to the whorehouse. No.
From the penthouse to the penthouse, maybe.
Maybe.
Hers and also hers.
Yes, hers and also hers. That's good. I like that.
That's a good one. How to Ruin a Wrestling Company, 1001 Easy Fuck Up Steps.
Mm-hmm.
But
Stephanie McMahon, the story of a filthy, dirty, sleazy, disgusting, bottom-feeding trash bag hoe.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't contain the C word, because you can't use that.
What?
Dixie's using that.
Oh, yeah, that's trademarked.
Yeah. What else we got? Stephanie McMahon. Writers are my fault.
That's what you were talking about, people, when she was dictating it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's actually 27 people working on this book for her.
Yeah, that's right. That's less than they normally have on a book, but yeah, 27. So it's 100 less than they actually have writing raw.
No, here it is. Stephanie McMahon, we're so sorry, she owns the company.
Yeah, that's good.
That could be.
Yeah. It could be Stephanie McMahon, two children despite Hunter's small penis.
Mm. Or you could have Stephanie McMahon and then like a 99 cent sticker.
That's pretty good. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, who the hell cares?
Yeah, Stephanie McMahon, who the hell cares? That's a good title for her book. It's not bad. Let's think of Stephanie McMahon and emasculating men.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Stephanie McMahon, her penis is bigger than yours.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
Forward
good.
By Triple H.
Yeah. Stephanie McMahon, more over than you. Damn it, I'll make sure of it.
Yes.
These are all good titles. These are all possible.
These are the front runners.
These are the front runners.
Oh Jesus. But seriously, like it really like
nobody's gonna fucking want to read this book.
No. I'm wondering
nobody.
Like, do you think this or Bob Holly's book will get more buys?
Bob Holly's book. Do you think this or Hulk Hogan's will have more bullshit?
This.
Wow.
This.
That's saying something.
Yeah, because it'll be more recent bullshit.
True.
You know, more verifiable bullshit. Hogan's going to have a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, I understand Chris, Hogan.
He hasn't wrestled his last match, according to Hogan. So that's bullshit.
That's true. That probably isn't bullshit, actually.
No, unfortunately, he's probably going to have a match in, like, fucking, you know, Revolution Pro Wrestling or something.
Yeah.
New Japan or something.
He'll do that. I mean, again, Revolution Pro is probably actually, he'll go to England and have a match. You know, or Germany or,
stupid.
But all right, those are all titles of Stephanie's
book. And you know who I understand he's going to be facing?
Who's that?
Orlando Jordan.
Huh. Wow. Hmm. Well, that'll make the world work.
All right, let's get OUT.
All right, so that's going to do it. So we're at We Talk Wrestling on the Twitter machine, Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling, whereas you basically all on that, you get like links to all the shows. So if you're listening to this, you don't really need to go there because I've already got the show. But at least on the Twitter machine, you get to hear live insightful comments we make.
Yeah.
And then WeTalkWrestling.com, I should say, is the website, and we are on the iTunes.
Yeah.
We're on the Stitcher.
Yeah.
Right? We are on the TuneIn Radio app.
Yeah. Google Music.
Google Music. That's right.
Subscribe to us on there.
On the Google Music device.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good. You could do that. We're right underneath Shane's podcast.
Fuck.
Oh, pal. Yeah. All right. So that's going to do it. In the meantime, and motherfucking in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Are we out there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Want to go watch Raw?
Fuck no.